Time, the one thing money cannot buy. Time is a concept, right? Time isn't real. It's not something that you can actually obtain, sustain in your hand. I love it when people say to me, oh, but you believe in God. God isn't something that it's sustainable. Not sustainable. What's the word I'm trying to look for? A tangible. God isn't something, it's tangible. Well, neither is time, but you live by that concept and structure without ever questioning, without giving it so much as a second thought. You look at your watch all the time to see what time it is. You ask others and look at the calendar to see what day it is. You live your life by your entire life. Is structured to live by this structure, and you never even question it. Time is completely made up. Time gives you structure in your day, it gives you structure in your week, your work, your life, essentially, your entire life is evolved around time. Why? It's a choice. It is. It's a choice. A lot of people eat because it's a certain time to eat. It's noon, time to eat. A lot of people go to bed because it's time to go to bed, not because they're tired. They don't eat because they're hungry. They eat because it's time to eat. What is that? I want to challenge you to ask yourself some questions, because if you ask yourself the question of time, if you really sit down and think about how time was constructed, I mean, Einstein questioned time a lot, and I was watching a video this morning about it, and he had a lot of interesting theories that, I mean, you have to dig so much to even understand what he was talking about and really understand. And I don't have that capability of understanding what Einstein was talking about time, but his theories really involve, and it is a concept. It's not a tangible thing. It's an illusion. Time is an illusion. And if you don't agree with me, that's fine. But I can't think of one argument to really make me think otherwise. You can live your life without the structure of time if you choose to. You can start small by, I eat when I'm hungry. I don't eat when it's time for me to eat. I listen to my body when I am tired, so therefore I go to bed. Sure, don't get me wrong, I have a whole schedule. I have a schedule of what I do from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep that I follow. But that schedule is also subject to change because that schedule doesn't come first. I come first. Right? So, what I feel, what I do, what I eat, when I eat, everything that I do with my day is not based on the schedule. It's mainly based on how I feel because, sure, everything is up to you, right? You can make a structure, you can follow it, it is up to you. Your whole life, your choices are totally up to you. not to the circumstances around you. However, you can wake up one day in the middle of the night or whatever, and you're sick and you throw up, which happened to me, and it totally threw off me, off my whole entire schedule, right? So there are things around you that can happen that lead you to a different path, but it's still up to you to go to your path and follow it. And sure, yeah, follow it with time. I guess what I'm trying to say in a bigger scale is, sure, time is an illusion. Sure, time was constructed. Sure, money cannot buy time. Sure, time doesn't go back, but it's really all in your universe, inside your mind, that you control. You control all of this. You control your entire life. You have control of it because it's your life. A lot of people say you really get two lives, right? The one that you're born into, and you're just kind of born, and you're just stumbling through life and you're going about it. And the second one starts when you realize you really only have one. I believe my second one started like this year at 29 years old. I'm not even half through my life yet, or I think, right? I could die tomorrow. So can you. So that's what makes me think again. And it makes me go back to time is an illusion. Because it is. We're bought into this concept that we have so much of it, or we don't have so much of it. And, you know, I'm at 29. My parents are at, you know, 60. Averagely, like, my mom's 59, my dad's 61. And a lot of times I see them and other people too around that age saying, oh, I've lived a wonderful life. You can have 40 more years in this planet, in this earth. You don't know. You could have one more day. You don't know. Treat life like that. If we treat life like that, it's easier, no? Isn't it easier if we just treat life as what it is in the present moment? Without this illusion of time that we have or we don't have, and we make ourselves suffer because we wasted so much time, like after a breakup, right? I hear, man, I wasted so much time with that person. I did this, I did that. No, you are living your life with the experiences you already had at that moment. And that's why you were making those choices, because up till that moment, you've had those experiences in your life. Usually when you're older, hopefully, you would have more experiences in your life, and then you make wiser and wiser decisions because the amount of experiences you've had is bigger and bigger. Hopefully, you learn. We're not here to pass time and to watch the clock and to just be angry anytime we have to wait because we're wasting time, and be angry that we wasted time for any reason, or be angry that we don't have enough time. Or it's the one thing I hear most people talk about, yet I truly believe it's the number one thing people don't understand. Time. I think of the universe as there are more galaxies in the universe than more grains of sand in the beaches, our beaches on Earth, right? So I think of the universe as we have a whole universe in our minds in which time doesn't exist, in which you are tired, therefore you sleep for however many hours and you wake up, whatever, I guess, time and structure you have to oblige to. I think that's the right word, oblige to. And yes, you go through your day, but really 11:11 on the clock. But you really, oh, it's 11:14, but my clock is like 3 minutes. Here, there you go. If you're watching this. But yes, I sorry, I really went off track there. I think your universe is in your mind, therefore it has no time. Time doesn't exist in your mind. It's just like a presence, right? It's a functioning thing. And if you live your life by how your thoughts are, how you think, then you truly are letting go of any expectation and any future planning and any dwelling on the past and any depression and any anxiety and any just angustia is angustia in Portuguese. It's like this, like just awful feeling you have inside of you. You just let go. Because I believe all those things are associated with time. And if you let go, and if you're living inside your universe and you're honoring yourself in your universe, which means in my head, your mind, you are honoring divine timing. You are honoring your own life and yourself, and you are really giving yourself time by taking the concept of time completely away from you. By taking the concept of time away from you, you are giving yourself an endless amount of time. Shit, I hope that makes sense, because that just made a lot of sense to me. It makes a lot of sense to me every time I talk about it, because guys, time is an illusion. Live the way you want to live in a positive, good to yourself way, always. Anytime I'm talking like this, it's about positivity. It's about living your best life. It's about trusting yourself. It's about putting yourself first. It's about being selfish. It's about being you. You know, I'm in this hammock talking about life and making all these videos and you know, and trusting that divine timing will bring these videos and this podcast and my words to the right people that are open to listening at the right time, at the right time in their lives, at the right divine timing, right? Just, you know, I guess don't take time so seriously. At the end of the day, you did not waste any time. You did not fail, because failure doesn't exist. You did not lose time because it's an illusion. So don't use that as a way to punish yourself. Don't do it. Because you're punishing yourself by an illusion that was created. It's not real. You're real. Live for you. Be selfish. Put yourself first. Trust yourself. And live your best life. Thank you so much for watching. This is Hammock Talks with DJ. This episode was about time, and I hope that you take a little bit of time and watch the other videos. Thank you.